So we're live here.
What's up, guys? This is Fino.
Hold on. We're not even live on Instagram yet.
Oh.
All right, now we're live.
What up, guys? This is Fino.
And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to
Man in the Mill Lego.
Ew.
Surprise, bitches. Look at us. We hear you.
Little thing is going to be all right.
Totally killed what I was gonna say. I was excited that we're here in person. I don't remember. First of all, we haven't done a fucking podcast since September.
Is that the wind or is it the rain? It'll start raining. I've seen the clouds system coming this way with lightnings and wind.
Anelia had soccer practice. 15 minutes in practice, they sound the alarm because of the lightning.
Oh.
So then they got to wait out for 30 minutes.
Oh.
I literally was walking to my car to leave. Because, you know, her practices are, I think, an hour and a half?
That's not bad.
So, and, you know, we're down the street. So usually we drop her off and then we come back and pick her up. And I was getting ready to leave to check on the ribs. And, yeah, the lightning thing happened. I'm like, well, I'm glad I didn't fucking leave.
Right.
I'm irritated as fuck getting home and be like, you got to turn around and go get her.
Oh, so you guys didn't even make it practice.
Did you not listen to my whole story?
I got lost.
How?
Let's hit again.
We got to practice.
Oh, 15
minutes in. They did the alarm thing. Hey, there's lightning in the area. Everybody off the field. Then they usually wait 30 minutes to see if they can resume practice. So I was coming back to my car.
Okay.
And as we were getting ready to leave, that's when the alarm went off saying, hey, wait. Everybody off the field.
I don't know why I heard you say that you dropped her off and then you left.
No, I said we usually drop her off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's the señor. He's not even fucking paying attention.
I've been reading a book called The Boyfriend.
Oh.
It's by Frida. I don't know her last name. But I'm still at the point where I think the main character is dating her best friend's murderer. I know, it's not even a book I would think about wanting to read.
Huh.
I know. I'm on book TikTok now.
Like, interesting.
This is the first book that I've seen on book TikTok where I'm like, okay, I'm reading it. And then I'm almost done with this.
Okay. One. Pause. So it's not book TikTok. It's just book talk.
Book talk? Oh, my bad.
Jail talk.
I'm new to talk. It.
Cat I'm, talk. Like, it's not cat TikTok. Because what? No, it's just...
I'm new to this area.
You know, I'm on. So. Are you on Food Talk? You know where they do, like, you know. Sometimes
you should be on Food Talk though.
Ugh, it's just too much work.
I feel like you should. The video you posted today should go on Food Talk. I mean, you don't have definitely have to be all consistent about it, but you mean you cook every day?
I try to. It's really hard.
I bet. Because you said for the zillionth time, I'm doing a sound over, so hopefully it sticks.
Because it's so hard. So like, I'll make the videos, and then you have to time. What you're saying to time it just right to the video.
Yeah.
Sometimes the video goes too fast or it doesn't progress fast enough. And then you gotta, it's just.
Also,
just
it doesn't go along with you?
No, I do a voiceover.
Right, with the voiceover. Like, it doesn't follow on with you, like what you're gonna say, like what you're gonna see next. Cause you know how you have the video, you put.
Yeah, but I'm not paying attention to the clips at the very bottom. Like, it's little. You have to squint.
And we have glasses. We
don't do that. Exactly. Like, no, absolutely not. But, so I made ribs tonight.
Well, dang, let me not finish mine.
Oh, what were you talking about?
I was telling you about book talk.
Oh, yeah, about the boyfriend thing.
So there's this thing on book talk where it says a blind date with a book. And so I ended up ordering it.
Okay.
I ended up ordering it. Like, I ordered a lot of the stuff before I got let go from my job.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the stuff is coming in and I'm like, oh, I'm super excited because I'm going to finish this book and I'll make a video for book talk for that. And then I'm going to do a book reveal that's like, it's a hidden thing. And it's so, it's going to be so much fun. It's the start of a new
chapter. You're just doing this by yourself? Like, you're not going to join a book club?
I haven't been asked to. I was actually going to ask Nati if I can join theirs.
Hello? Actually, I can't speak for that because I don't know what's going on, but I'm in it.
So I was like, okay, maybe I can go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So just get on a routine. But I'll see how these two books go. And then from there, see if you're enjoying something. It's getting closer to the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But were you saying you're making ribs?
And then Joe's going to help me with the mashed potatoes and the corn. That's all I was going to say. And then Sunday, I made it once before and it came out amazingly well.
Mashed potatoes?
No.
What?
Ropa vieja.
What is that?
It's a Cuban dish.
Oh, shit.
Which is just pretty much like shredded beef. Which gives the appearance of like your shredded clothes or whatever. But honestly, it's just cooked down or reduced like bell peppers, onions, and the chuck roast over like this really savory sauce that it's like cooked in. Oh, it's so good.
You said you attempted to make it Sunday?
No, I've made it once before. I'm going to make it again on Sunday. I made it once before and everybody loved it. And so, shit, we'll do that again with some white rice. Ugh, sounds good.
I love my potatoes.
And then I saw a lazy recipe, like a lazy person recipe for mole, chicken mole. So I'm going to try it and see how it turns out.
Okay.
I saw a recipe on Food Talk that I'm going to try.
So I was on Food Talk too. And have you seen the videos for Easy Pozole bombs?
Oh, the, yeah,
So I
the pozole bombs. Oh, birria bombs. They're called birria bombs.
Well, there's also, they have pozole bombs. Yeah.
Red or green?
Just, I want to say red.
Okay.
It's not looking red. So I made it, and the first initial smell was not good. I was worried. I was like, oh, it's not sound good. After I put everything into a pot together to be made into what they call those, oh my god, it tastes so authentic, blah blah blah. I tasted it, I'm like, oh, this is not taste like my mama's. I go, you guys are hella lying. I go, what? And so I ended up buying like the cabbage and the limon, and I ended up buying some salsa.
Okay.
So I added all that and I'm like, okay.
It's tolerable.
It was good. I'm like, okay, I definitely eat this. I go, I'll probably order it again, but I'm gonna need these ingredients. The lime definitely helped it out.
Is it from the same company?
Yeah.
Mm.
The same company who makes birria bombs. So fire. So fire.
So you had their birria bombs?
I have not had their birria bombs.
Then what are you saying so fire for?
The pozole bombs. I made the pozole bombs.
But you said that it was missing something.
It was, but I still ate it.
But you said it was fire. So which one is it? Is it really good?
It was fire after I added in the extra
spices. So, okay. So would you buy it again?
Yes, but I need to have the ingredients. I would need to have the
extra ingredients. So the whole point of the bomb is that you don't have to buy all the extra ingredients.
I added the extra. I would buy it again, so it just saves me on having to buy the extra seasoning for it.
What extra seasoning do you put in your
pozole? I just put in the limon and the cabbage. And the onion.
Oh, well, so you didn't really have to add anything special.
No.
Oh.
The limon, onions, and cabbage.
Oh,
made it so much
deeper. And you said it was the red?
It was the red.
Okay.
They're on sale right now for $15, $15,
$17. For how much?
Just two bombs. I know. I bought it back when I was on, it was on super sale. I think I bought it for like $5.
Okay.
The first time, because I had like a coupon to it.
Okay.
But when I was going to go back and get
that's
it
again. That's expensive.
For two bombs, right? But it has like all the seasonings and all the stuff to it. But I mean, it was good. I wouldn't say it was like a 10 out of 10. I was thinking more of like maybe a 7.2 out of 10.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess I would buy it as long as I add the extra ingredients to it.
Do you have any major cheesemate for me? Cheesemate.
Sadness about Liam.
Oh, yes.
That was crazy. When you sent it to me, I was at work and I go like... I go, oh my gosh.
Baby, you light up my world like no. That's what we should have started with today.
I was thinking his solo single with J Balvin.
There's so much. I think just out of the respect for him personally, I do want to. Part of me wants to talk about him so bad. We'll save him for later in life because I just feel like it's way too recent. Let his body rest. Let his soul rest, man.
Right. They're still doing the autopsy.
They already came out with the results.
For all of it?
I'm pretty sure. They said there's like pink cocaine in his system. They finally figured out what he died from. He's like on so many drugs. Supposedly, rumor has it, two prostitutes were in the hotel with him. Yes.
Where's his girlfriend?
His girlfriend had left a few days prior.
But he just posted a video with her in the photos before she died. Was that...
He what?
Stuff? That's what I thought happened.
Wait, what?
I thought the day that he had died, earlier that day, he was with his girlfriend.
No.
Photos together.
She had left a few days prior. She was not there at all. She had left a few days prior because I guess they had extended their trip a lot longer than what they were supposed to stay there for. Oh, allegedly, supposedly, rumor has it.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
But yes. So they did an autopsy. They found all these drugs. Hold on. I'm going to look it up for real, for real, for real.
Because there was P-cocaine.
There was P-cocaine. Which they're now looking at allegedly to Diddy. My hair looks crazy. Look at this.
What are you looking into, Diddy?
Yeah, hold on. So apparently peak cocaine has like several side effects, including pneumonia. Allegedly, supposedly, rumor has it. Guess who died of pneumonia? Hint, hint, his ex-wife.
Who?
Kim.
Oh, Diddy. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. I thought we're still on the Liam topic.
He was 31. He was our age, Fino.
He was in there.
He was in there. That's crazy.
That is crazy. And Zane had a, I feel like we said we were talking about this another time, and here we are. Let's go down. No, because Zane had canceled his tour and rescheduled for early next year.
They said he died of polytrauma and internal and external. Oh, it was a severe thunderstorm warning till 9:15.
Hopefully it's not that bad. I parked in your mud.
No, you'll be okay. Disheartening and just. I was just seeing if there's any comments, but it doesn't look like it. Oh, anything else besides the Liam thing?
Taylor Swift.
She's going on tour, right? Isn't she here somewhere?
Her opening night was in
one of the soccer girls' dad said that they're trying to get tickets because apparently they're gonna be like super cheap on sale. And Nashville tomorrow.
Oh, Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, she
tomorrow
was
or Saturday.
When I was in Florida, she was in Florida at the same time. Because she had an opening night for her concert, which is super exciting. I was like, ooh, when we were leaving on Monday, we seen all these people wearing their Taylor Swift stuff. I'm like, oh, I wonder if they went to the concert.
Did you hear
about
Spider-Man 4?
Yeah, Harold was speaking about
it. Tom Holland.
I spoke about it on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah, yesterday.
Confirming that there's going to be another one.
Okay, so why is this not on your list of chismes? You said, I don't have anything besides the Liam thing.
Well, again, I really thought today was Wednesday.
I know, we both did. Because I sure was grocery shopping all, like, leisurely.
I did not think
today. My poor husband has to finish dinner because I don't know what I was thinking. I thought today was Wednesday for sure. I'm over here. And mind you, and Aaliyah just had soccer practice. And I know she has soccer practice on Thursday. And we still went to Price Chopper, and I'm grocery shopping thinking it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we just finished soccer practice on Thursday, and we have them on Thursday. Anyways, I'm a mess.
It's like, great time, different day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm dead.
So, yes, Spider-Man 4 confirmed. They're going to say they're going to begin filming in the summer of 2025.
Well, that's next year.
It's great. They said that it's happening. I saw it first on TikTok on the Fallon Tonight. I'm gonna make that better.
Next summer, we start shooting. Everything's good to go. We're nearly there. Super exciting.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So good and so.
There you have it, folks. You heard it here. Spider-Man 4. Fino didn't want me to tell you guys. He thought you already knew. So, there you go.
I did not.
There you go. Did you hear? Allegedly, rumor has it. Who was the one that blew the whistle on the whole Diddy thing?
Who?
Jamie Foxx.
He said, I'm about to die, so I'm about to let the people know.
He said, allegedly, supposedly, rumor has it, that Diddy was the one that poisoned him, which triggered a stroke, which caused Jamie to reach out to the FBI to investigate Diddy. Speaking of Diddy, the heads are starting to roll. Did you see who they got for sex trafficking?
I heard about this.
The CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch.
Yeah, the gay dudes.
Is that the rain?
The one.
Damn. Yes. So I'm ready. I'm ready to see who else falls. This is going to be very, 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 very interesting. Very, very interesting.
But Dr. Pepper released a line of beef jerky sticks.
Hold on. Did you hear about Tom Cruise?
No.
Rumor has it, allegedly, he likes to fuck fish.
How is that possible?
So there's a particular fish. It's called a pompano fish. They don't have teeth. Can you see where I'm going with this? What he likes them for?
Yeah.
So there is a Simpson episode that talks about this. And mind you, these blind items about him have been coming out for years. Allegedly, supposedly, rumor has it. Well, now it's finally starting to come out, especially with this whole Diddy thing, that he likes to fuck fish. I'm going to post the clips that I found on our story so that you guys know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go into too much detail. Nah, fuck it. We're all adults here. What do you think he does? Okay, so the fish allegedly that he likes, they're called pompano fish. They're fucking huge. They don't have any gills.
Oh, dang.
So
duck lips on its fish.
He likes to stick his dick in there. And then you know how they, when they're sucking for air, the sucking motion
makes the noise.
See where I'm going with this? You picking up what I'm putting down?
Where's his OnlyFans at?
And that supposedly, he swings the other way. And
really?
That he has to keep up appearances. Oh, but there's a whole, I'm going to find the Simpson episode. I'm going to play it on our story so you guys can see it. I'll send it to you personally because you don't ever watch our fucking stories.
He swings both ways?
No, I heard he's just gay.
Really?
Well, and that
his ex-wife is Nicole Kidman, isn't it?
Yeah, and Katie Holmes.
Hey, okay, that's when he has a daughter.
Katie Holmes, Katie Holmes, yeah. And guess who dated Katie Holmes?
Ben Affleck?
Jamie Foxx!
They did have
literally their relationship was so long. It was like 7 years or something.
Jeez. I can't agree about that.
I swear, I feel like it's all connected. It really does feel like it's all connected.
The Scientology of things.
What else did I want to talk about?
I want to try the beef jerky stick, you guys. It's Dr. Pepper and beef jerky. I'm not too I don't know what to think about it, but I'm gonna try it.
Did you bring like any scissors over here?
No, you should.
A knife?
No.
No.
What else did I want to talk about? Oh, Arizona State head coach. I thought this little tidbit was interesting because so apparently his kicker. Oh, is it good?
It tastes like.
Let's show the label. I think it's Fino. So it's a Dr. Pepper snack stick. It's 11 grams, just in case anybody was wondering.
A protein.
See, I want to look at the comments, but I have to, anyways. It's inspired by the flavors of Dr. Pepper. Let's see what it smells like. It kind of smells like a Dr. Pepper. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Hmm.
It tastes more like a medicine.
This isn't bad though.
Do you want to taste it?
You don't like. Baby, do you like beef sticks? No, because you don't like jerky. He probably has his headphones in.
He does.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible.
I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it, but.
My brother got it from work.
What?
I know. I want to see how this coat tastes though.
It's a Coke Zero, Fino.
The one my brother bought it.
A Coke Zero. It's a Coke Zero Oreo soda. Coke Zero. Okay, you can go crazy with that.
You want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it, but you can open it.
Oh my god!
How about you got a freaking Coke Zero?
Ooh. I didn't get it. My brother bought it.
It's a Coke Zero.
All right, here. Grab your cup, real quick.
But anyway, it's about this Arizona State kicker. Apparently, they lost 14 or 24-14. This guy misses two field goals. So the kicker, the head coach goes on. What?
That's the other cup.
I'm trying to tell my story.
Perdón, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. No, we don't want to do that. Can you? I'm sitting on the floor. I can't reach that.
Behind it?
Fino. And I got it, but I literally said my back hurts. No puedo mover. And you're like, reach for it.
Huh? Can you grab it now?
Yeah, I can't. Thank you. Ya ves? God, my damn fucking nerves.
Thank you.
So you know how after they play a game, they do like their little conference, their little conference or whatever?
Yeah.
So he literally goes on there after the game and he is like, we're opening tryouts for kicker. So if you or anybody you know wants to try out for kicker, shoot me an email. And they were like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. Huh. I'll put a clip for you.
Arizona State or?
Arizona State.
Arizona State's kicker is so bad. Their coach called for tryouts immediately after the game.
Our kicking game's atrocious. So if you can kick and you're at Arizona State, email me, right? We're going to have kicking tryouts on Monday. So bring it on, kicking tryouts Monday. Let's go. I'm dead serious. We're going to put it out on our social. We're going to have kicking tryout on Monday. We got to find somebody who can make field goal.
Can you imagine being the kicker on that and finding out that way?
That you're no longer part of the team. Because...
That you're getting replaced or they're looking for a replacement because you were that bad at your job.
Let me go. I'll be a kicker.
Okay.
Give me a full ride scholarship again. Well, I can't run, but it...
It tastes like Pepsi. I don't taste Oreo.
It smells like Pepsi?
What did I say?
Taste.
Yeah, it smells like Pepsi. I don't smell the Oreo. Okay, nope, not for me. Sorry. What do you think?
It's not terrible.
I'm just not I don't like Coke Zero anything, diet, nothing. You know what I mean?
It's like diet, nothing.
I just don't, the diet, nothing.
I've been really wanting to do the whole cucumber salad thing.
Oh, yeah.
Next time.
We have to get like cream cheese. Ooh, some smoked salmon. That would be really good.
It's like, I'm just getting excited.
Yes, that sounds amazing, actually.
But, yep, that's all I have.
Okay, well.
Sadly.
I wanted to talk about. Oh. Tyson Foods exposed for child labor. Tyson Foods. They had children, allegedly, supposedly, rumor has it, children as young as, I think, 10 or 11 working there.
Where?
Working overnight shifts in their processing plants in Arkansas.
What?
Southern state. In Arkansas.
Uh-huh. That is crazy. They were so desperate for people that you go like, you know, we're just going to break the law and we're going to hire children to do overnight work, knowing that they have to go to school the next day.
But you know what the kicker is, Fina, is that we've been saying this. That is that is the direction that they are trying to take our country. We are literally progressing backwards.
Yeah.
We're going backwards. It's going to be kind of like, okay, so I am like really into like the 1920s, you know, that sort of era. Like when women were like slowly starting to become like contraception was a big deal, like shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
The Gilded Age, Downton Abbey, blah, blah, blah. But where was I going with this fucking story?
Child labor.
Yes. So in one of the scenes, it's like one of the richest guys that just gets to New York, like they have these kids working in the factories with them, and that's all they know. Once they reach a certain age, all right, you're 10 years old now, go work in the factory. You need to start bringing in that money for us. That is where they want us to be. They want us to be back like that. Freaking, the southern states have some of the laxatives, some of the more lax child labor laws in this fucking country.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Shit. That is crazy. So you have, you said Arkansas.
Yes, but
child labor law, Missouri, letting 14-year-olds get married to old-ass geezers. I go, you have a president, you have a former president, allegedly.
Don't even get me started on fucking the speakers that Donald Trump has. Tucker Carlson.
The black dude?
No. He goes on a podium, he's talking about, yeah, you gotta spank him sometime. You gotta spank him for being a bad girl. A bad, bad.
She's like, let me show you the video real quick.
Because it's creepy. It is creepy as fuck how they come on these podiums and how they speak. Like some of these alleged pastors, how they come on and they just speak down to people. And they come out in public and they just talk like they ain't got no damn sense. And I'm just like, how are we looking at the same, like when Donald Trump speaks, and trust me, I've talked about this before. I try my hardest to sit through one of his rallies to just really understand what the American people see when they try to vote for him. Yeah. And for my sanity, I don't get it. When Kamala speaks, she is articulate. I understand her. You know, she may stumble upon her words a little bit, but that's normal. Everybody does it, but at least I understand where she's going. She lets me know what her policies are. Like, people are giving her shit because it's, you know, oh, she sounds the same at every interview. Yeah, it's called discipline. She's not getting on the fucking stadium and preaching about Arnold Palmer's dick size. Like, that is who you want running this country? That he is a literal representation of who we are. You're telling me that you want a president that's going to get on a podium somewhere and talk about another man's dick size? How is this our country right now? How is this the America that we're living in? And people are saying, well, he's not racist. Okay, let's play devil's advocate here. Let's say he's not racist. But what has he fucking encouraged the moment he took stage? When we first saw his ass, what feels like an eternity ago?
I can't even tell you.
For the first time in my life, I feel like I have to carry a gun. I feel like I have to protect myself, especially when I'm out in public with the girls. Because you never know what's, like, you see these videos of people being violent towards non-MAGA
people.
You got a man assaulting an elderly person because he's going to go vote for Kamala. And obviously he's a Trump supporter. You got Trump supporters stealing, like, how many stories have you heard about people stealing Trump signs? Or Trump flags, or Trump anything. You don't. And yet you hear about stories about this guy stole 27 Kamala Harris signs in Springfield.
Missouri.
Yes, 27. You know how deranged you have to be to drive around and steal people's political signs? Why is it okay for them to have their beliefs, but the moment that we say anything, and you know what? One of the hosts that I saw earlier today described it perfectly. He gets to be lawless.
Oh,
he has to be flawless. And it makes perfect fucking sense. He gets on a podium. He talks about dick sizes. Yeah. She does an interview with the hard-hitting questions. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. When is it going to be good enough? Why is it okay for him to talk about genitalia? And yet, when she's talking about real issues here, giving you answers to questions that you want, it's not good enough. Like, Fino, I seriously cannot believe, like, this is the country that we fucking live with. I already told Joe, I'm not kidding. If this man gets elected in November, I am getting my Mexican citizenship and I'm going to Mexico. It is not a joke. I will not live in this country if he is president because of everything that he stands for. That's what people don't get. Fuck the policies. I won't be able to vote if he's in power.
I'll take that right out. Day one.
He has been recorded on the record saying, I will be a fucking dictator, like a dictator in so many words. And people are okay with that. Why? Because they refuse to have a woman president. Why? Because as much as we like to believe that we've progressed in the eyes of where it comes with colors and racism, prejudice, we have it. They refuse to have a first black, because she's black, president. And people in America are talking about, oh, if we have a female president, we're going to look weak. Newsflash.
We look stupid.
Newsflash, motherfucker. Mexico just elected their fucking first president. You go across the seas, it's not as uncommon as you fucking think.
Yeah, they are female prime ministers. female leaders.
And presidents.
Well, is there another one? Like one in France, right?
But that's my point. It's like, when are people going to stop using like these stupid ass fucking excuses? And just, I just don't get it. I always try not to go on a political tangent, but the way that the climate is right now, it's just,
13 more days, isn't it? 13, 12?
Yeah, my birthday is like a few days after. That would be an amazing birthday present if she won.
Oh, thank you. But speaking of Mexico, did you see that they are getting involved in the electric car business?
Mm-hmm.
They go like, we don't want to do business.
So do you remember that lithium, the lithium that they found?
Yeah, they found it. They're like,
great. And the United States was fighting them for it.
Yeah.
They said, absolutely not. And good for fucking them.
Right.
Good for fucking them. Mexico is up and coming.
Yes.
Mexico is fucking up and coming.
Yes. But they're planning to make their
next 10 years. Watch.
Their own electric cars. And they're only going to sell these electric cars for $8,000.
Wait.
I go like, what?
And did you know, like, in Mexico, they don't believe, like, in loans and stuff like that?
Really?
Not really. So my dad was telling me that for the most part, unless you have, like, the money in full to pay for your house, or at least a huge chunk of it, so they can only loan you, like, a small amount.
Yeah.
They typically won't sell it to you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's no car insurance down there. You don't have to have health insurance. He's like, your property taxes, you pay him like maybe once every couple years. He's like, people get to this country and he's like, you have to work to survive.
Yeah.
He's like, in Mexico, he's like, honestly, you could work like a little measly job and you'll be all right. He's like, because it's so cheap to live down there.
Yeah.
Which is why a lot of American citizens are going down there.
Making a fuss.
Mm-hmm. So,
how dare they?
My dad said allegedly, supposedly, rumor has it, they're going to really start cutting, being stricter about remote work. Like, if you live in Mexico but work in the United States.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting any of those taxes.
Right. That's kind of cool.
Like, are you going to say anything else?
Well, I thought you were going to say more to it, so I was waiting for you to finish.
But I think it's amazing. I really do think it's amazing.
That's cool.
I still, because, since my dad was born over there, he has all of his documents. All I have to do, honestly, is just present his birth certificate, present my birth certificate, and bam.
Yeah.
I got my
basic certificate. It's gotten so much easier. And mm-hmm. Because I was going to do that with my dad. My dad even gave me a copy of his birth certificate. I go, I have mine, I have his. I go, I can just put the application in, and boom.
Yeah.
And then from there, I go, like, if I wanted to, I can just go buy land down there or buy a house down there.
Yes, you should. Yeah. You really should. I'm dead ass when I say that if he is elected, if you don't like it, just leave. I am.
We're really like deuces. We're gonna be like man in the middle of life from Mexico.
Because the amount of hate that has increased since that man has been running the first fucking time.
Right. Because next, you got to worry about next. Is Dunn or Ivanka?
Neither, man. I'm fucking done with the Trump family. And you know what's crazy is that they'll present evidence upon evidence upon evidence. People will still say it's fabricated.
Like, that's fake news.
So that's why, like, with the October surprise, allegedly, supposedly, rumor has it, that Donald Trump sexually assaulted a minor who happened to be the daughter of a major donor at a donor dinner. Again, it is all alleged. I will also put that information up on our story because I don't really want to divulge too much in it. But it just sucks because of the way that he's been running campaign-wise. Very dirty, manipulative. I mean, not saying that Harris's campaign hasn't either, but if we're comparing who's told the most lies, Donald Trump is going to win.
Look the right side.
But it's like, because they've been warning people on the right side, saying, hey, don't believe what you see in the news coming out in the next few days because of the October surprise. Lo and behold, it's this shit, right? Who's going to believe it? Even if it is true, who's going to believe it?
Nobody. Did you watch the town hall last night?
No, I'm done. As much as I want to talk about Paul, like, it's so overwhelming. Because you just... You get them on my timeline anyways. I don't know. Wait, by the way, did you know I got banned off my TikTok?
You got banned?
On my original TikTok.
Really?
Yes, because I was copying and pasting a comment on somebody's personal account. I told Joe that I'm only going to do that on like the big accounts, like the super, super big ones, so I don't get flagged. And the owner of that account went and flagged every single one of my comments. Well, he reported my comments so much that they banned my account. I couldn't even have a chance to appeal it. I was so mad. I told Joe, I said, my For You page was literally curated for me.
Right.
Like, it was perfect for me. And now I have to sit here and rebuild brick by brick my For You page again.
Damn. What a hater.
Gets on my nerves.
What a Darren.
So now my favorite thing is, like, if it's a clip of her speaking and somebody's saying something about her, I'll go on there and I say, shh, my president is speaking.
I'm going to have to go through the comments now and find you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, my president is speaking.
Because seriously, why not? Then they'll say some stuff and I'll go back and forth with them after a while. But then if I'm bored, I'll literally reply, I'm bored now, bye.
That is funny.
Because they'll be trolling. And, oh shit, it's coming down, y'all. It's going down for real. No, I saw lightning. Is there rain on my window?
I don't see no rain.
Oh, maybe not.
Because I'm looking outside. I just see the wind.
I want new glasses.
My glasses.
My birthday's in 2 weeks ish. Three, right? Three?
31?
Two?
How old? You're going to be 31, right?
34. Do I look 34?
No.
I look like what, 30?
28.
Hey, I'll pass for 28. I'll take 28 all day, every day.
You look cute.
Hey.
You look fabulous.
Cute and fabulous.
Ew.
Be 30 fucking four.
Where are you traveling to this year? Because actually you went to...
Nowhere. We're saving up for Mexico for next year.
Okay.
Yeah, for Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, which I still need to get onto that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I feel like...
What? Now remember, I don't want you to feel obligated to go.
It will be so much fun though.
Because I'm treating this as, and I'm really hoping the boys can go. Fingers crossed.
Right.
But I'm treating this just as a celebration, like for family. We're gonna treat it like a vacation with the ceremony included.
Yeah.
Like those closest to us, we already told them so that they can make it great. If not, it's. To me, I personally, I'd be ecstatic if everybody could make it. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to go with my family. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And everybody that got invited is family. So more the merrier, but if not, it's not the end of the world. So I'm telling everybody, do not feel obligated. Because I'm literally, the package that comes with the wedding is the package. I'm not adding anything extra. It's literally bare bones. Because I'm like, we're getting married to the fucking beach. Like,
right.
You don't need anything extra.
It'll be so much fun, though. The weather. Hopefully, the weather is awesome during that weekend. It's going to be right after Memorial Weekend, right?
It's in June.
Okay, so after Memorial Weekend. Yeah. Memorial Day.
It's like mid-June.
Okay.
The best time for... Because, you know, they have, like, their seaweed season.
Yeah.
So that's the best time to go for them because it's usually pretty seaweedy.
Seaweedy?
In, like, Cancun area.
Oh.
I told you.
It doesn't look like it's raining, though. It just looks like it's just wind.
I told you.
Normally, I can see, like, I could see rain coming down. It said it was going to start, like, in 45 minutes. Hopefully, it doesn't shut down the power. Because if so, it's going to be a hot day at my house. And I got to be up at 5, at 4.
Oh, that sounds horrible. Joe has to be up at 3:45 to snipe.
Ooh.
I'm supposed to kick him out of bed if he doesn't wake up.
The
y'all heard it here first. I get to kick him out of bed if he don't wake up.
You ready for Halloween?
No.
No?
The girls, Amara's Stitch, which is her theme for her birthday. She wants Stitch, which I gotta make an appointment with Marissa to see if she can do her nails.
I'm so happy for her.
Me too. She's only doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays.
She'll be opening it up pretty soon, though.
No, I know, but I was like, oh, why not Fridays? And then Joe looked at me like, bitch, you don't fucking work. And I laughed and I said, I don't know why I'm complaining. It's not like I work.
She's like, I still look at my, I'm still getting happy about my Friday.
Yes. But she's opening earlier in the day, so that makes it easier. So she, I got an appointment on November the 4th.
Okay.
At 9 a.m. So literally just drop off the girls. Yeah.
Yeah. Drop. I just remembered we just had the conversation. She's open Monday through Wednesday.
Okay. Drop off the girls at 8:30, then zoom to her at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then that way, you know. But I don't know what I want to do for my birthday nails. I was kind of thinking like that cheetah print. You know what I'm talking about? Is it cheetah or what kind of print is that?
Cheetah.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that cheetah print. You know the cheetah print nails?
Yeah.
You still worried about the
rain?
Uh-huh.
How much is coming down?
I didn't even know it was supposed to rain.
I didn't know it was supposed to rain either.
But yeah, so I'm thinking that, but I don't know. I do look cute today.
I haven't even thought about what I want
you
to get.
You know what I did for the first time?
What?
We tell everything here, don't we? No, I won't tell you guys. We'll save that for a special episode.
The one before Thanksgiving.
Our Thanksgiving episode. Ooh.
Exactly before we went hiatus.
Okay. But you know what we still need to talk about? Oh, you know what you were supposed to talk about? The Menendez brothers.
Ooh, yes. They are.
We're all over the place today. Well, me especially. I took another half of my other gummy, which, what did I do with that package? What did I do with that package?
Are those ladybugs?
What? Yes, they are.
Oh, that means we're having good luck.
Yeah, they've been crawling in a lot lately. Oh, shit. That's the second time I've done that.
Yeah, they are. The Menendez brothers, they...
But I don't know if they're, like, actual ladybugs or Japanese ladybugs. I don't know how they're getting in. Anyways, go ahead.
The Menendez... The Menendez brothers?
Mm-hmm.
It just broke 3 hours ago with CNN that they are going to be... The judge has decided to go through a retrial with the new evidence that come up. Eric's letter.
Can I just say the power of TikTok?
Right.
Because let's be honest, yes, it was a great show, but we would not be talking about this as much as we're talking about this if it was not for the power of TikTok. Again, I think that is why they want to ban TikTok from us. Because together, we're fucking powerful. Anyways, go ahead.
And this is what we gotta vote.
For real.
But if they happen to get this appeal and they are granted it, they'll basically be set free, which is going to be cool. Because then you like actually they'll be able to see all these documentaries.
Okay,
see all these shows for them.
I'm going to play devil advocate though. They have been in jail for how many years now?
Oh, 25.
Do you think that they were getting the professional help that they needed? Let's be honest, because they were a little fucked up in the head.
Ask the question again, I'm sorry.
Do you think they got the help that they needed in there? So we are unleashing these people that went to jail that were fucked up in the head. Into society that they've never lived in.
Yeah.
They went to jail before we had all of this technology. To learn how to live like that again, can you imagine what that would do to your psyche?
But it's not gonna be a regular life. I don't like in the
Well no, that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting to.
They are going to be in the spotlight for like how Anna is.
But you don't even get me started on that fucking bullshit. Fucking ankle monitor, like how the fuck they give her permission to be on Dancing with the Fucking Stars? Like only in fucking America could a white fucking bitch commit fraud and still get on Dancing with the Stars.
But it's like, but with the Eric and whatever his brother's name is, Lionel. Is it Lionel?
I don't know. I don't really follow
Eric
that.
Lionel. Well, I feel like their life is going to be just like hers, where they're just going to be in the spotlight constantly. We're going to see it. It's kind of like, what's her face?
What?
Gypsy Rose?
Oh, it says find shelter in a safe, enclosed place as storm conditions are expected until 10 p.m., guys. Be safe.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll be staying here.
What? Until
after 10 o'clock.
You're hilarious.
What do you mean? They just told you to find shelter.
Yeah, you better find shelter with God.
He's watching all.
I have after dinner plans, Fino. And that does not include you spending the
after
night.
After 10 o'clock?
After dinner plans, Fino.
Yeah, we're done at 9:30.
Okay, 9:37. 9:37, your ass is to your car. Matter of fact, we will get you an umbrella.
I don't need an umbrella. I need shelter.
You shelter in your car.
She's gonna open the news tomorrow and she's like, oh, someone on the side of
the Do not speak that into existence. What is wrong with you? I look really cute today. Like, seriously.
I told you. Mm-hmm. I told you.
I haven't done my hair like this up this high since, like, I used to serve.
Serve? Like, yeah. You serve with dance moves? Hey.
When I used to serve. Mesera.
I know what you mean.
When I used to serve or when I used to be a car. You know, Joe asked me that the other day. He's today, actually.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
It's rain. They just tell you that game.
He was like
just like.
Did you ever get hit on at work by guys? And I'm like, no. And he couldn't believe it. And I was like, well, I always give off the don't fuck with me attitude. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Your vibe.
Yeah. Energy. Like, I was never one where a guy could be like, he could like touch my butt and think he'd get away with it. Because motherfucker, what the fuck?
Oh, you're like Kerry Washington from Say the Last Dance.
I mean, but like the cooks love me. Like I would get to work and they'd have, "Ira Carmen, te hice un cóctel camarón," you know, and half the fucking ingredients. Like, okay. So like, okay. So like when I used to work at Zocalo, like all those guys, they were all my friends. Like we used to, like, you know, but they never hit on me. They were never inappropriate towards me because I always made sure I established that from the get-go, you know?
And look, this is what we are. We're coworkers, mm-hmm. Nothing more.
Fina, you look a little concerned. Does your car not do well in the rain?
It does, now that I have all new four tires. But I'm just worried about the wind.
The wind? You think you're going to get blown away?
Well, because when I was outside, it was pretty windy.
Oh, yeah?
And I almost fell over. And now I'm just like, okay, I parked in the mud. And so if it gets wet, super wet, then...
You know what I want?
I'm going to fall over.
You're going to be fine. You want me to walk you to your car?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that for you. But you know what I want? I want that massager from TikTok.
Oh, the one that go like this?
Yes, with the little...
I need one for my lower back,
like
though.
This, like this. I know, I need one really bad.
I'm just like, oh,
my God. I can't even walk. We're getting old.
We're in Florida. I'm like, oh. My back is killing me. I'm like, I had a pop. I was popping Tylenol, like if it was Tic Tacs.
Really?
And it was hurting so bad. I'm like, I lay down on the floor. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna stretch out, and we're
don't go chasing waterfalls.
But I was like,
to the river.
Let's do better now.
My back really hurts.
Gotta get it.
I feel like I'm vanidosa, vanidosa. Yeah, because I keep looking at myself.
She was like, oh, I'm so cute.
I don't like my side profile. I need to get rid of this. Imagínate.
Start doing some neck exercises.
Oh, like this? Así? Así se
hace? They put your head up and then you just like squeeze.
Who?
Kind of like your puppy.
You know what we should do? Man in the Mill after dark.
You just like look up and you're like. Okay, they keep pulling it. It worked for me. When I started to lose weight, I was like, oh, dang. I used to have like quadruple chin, but then I started doing exercise.
Yeah,
no, I'd be at work waiting for balls. I'm like, yes, let's do this. And I started going to the gym. I started day one with Tuesday, and I still feel sore.
Well, that's all I got. You want to cut it short today, unless you got something else? Do you have something else for me?
I do not. Next week.
I'm glad I got to see you. It's only been a month and a half.
It's been a minute.
All right. What are you doing this weekend?
Working.
Did Vanessa not do a Halloween party?
Her brother's doing one on Friday. And I think I'm going to probably go for like an hour or two.
That day. We're not even going out of town anymore.
I was like, oh, you can still throw yours.
Good.
Like last minute?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Because... my plan was to have someone keep my dogs overnight. That's not happening. Mm-hmm. It's too soon.
It's too soon.
And I don't even have a costume. And Joe works, so no.
Oh.
Definitely.
It all worked out then.
No. I think I'm going to actually stay in. Like, I'm not gonna go to John's. That's a damn lie. Yes, I am. If you're bored, you can come visit me on Saturday. I'll be at John's.
Oh, that's going to be iffy. Only because I told my boss... that I wanted to...
Oh, yeah. We can't have you be on your 18th strike and then be out of two jobs.
Oh, what was I going to say? I had something in my head.
Like, how late to work are we talking?
a minute or two.
Okay, that seems a little, no.
No, it's the handbook, and he, like, follows the handbook very well.
He must not like you.
No, he likes me very much. He just does follows he? The handbook, yeah. Mm,
I don't know, because I've had managers who follow the handbook, but I still did everything that I wanted to do.
He just, so. I feel because it happened to him that it should be the same when it happens to somebody else. Because he just got off his final, what, a month ago? Maybe 3
And he's weeks. A manager?
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Because he was
as a late. Manager, that's yeah. unacceptable. As an employee, though, I'm like, but see, I'm always, when it comes to work, though, I'm always 15 minutes early, at least 15 minutes early.
I'm at least 5.
I don't like being late to work. That is like my biggest pet peeve because, no, and half the time I'm coming in relieving somebody else. So if I hate it that if somebody, I'm waiting for somebody to come to their shift and I can't leave until they get there. That shit annoys me when they're late. Yeah. So I wouldn't want to do that to somebody else, which is why I love being early. Plus, I used to always love stealing tables. I used to come to work sometimes if I was really bored, like 45 minutes early. I'd be like, hey, you want to go home? I'll cover your shift.
Oh, shit. So we about to get this money.
I low-key miss it sometimes.
I'm gonna miss.
Ooh, I'm pre-men. I have what is it called? Pre-PMS. I can feel it.
But all right, you guys, I thought about something, but then I totally forgot what I was going to talk about.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about punctuality at work.
Oh, because of your boss, Saturday, iffy.
Oh, iffy, because he said, I'll be at John's if you want to come Saturday. Oh, because I normally would be going in at 9, but someone ended up losing a having a family loss, and so she won't be at work, but she opens. And so I was like, well, I can come and take her shift. You just need to find somebody to take my shift.
Oh, what yeah. is her shift?
Her shift is from 7 to noon. No, I lied. 6. 6 to noon.
And what's your shift?
9 to 3.
Oh, I would rather do a 6 to noon for sure.
Oh, yeah. I would rather do that too. But we'll see. I have some in my head. I wanted to talk about it.
It wasn't that either?
It was good, too, because it was a question that I seen. Well, first, it was, there was this on TikTok, there was this video where this man went to a MAGA rally. Pause. Don't say anything. MAGA rally, where he goes that he's trying to put a bill together where by the age of 18, men get vasectomies.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, what do you think that about that? Because, you know.
Oh, I saw that video. Yeah.
People are going around saying that they're going to take away birth control.
Which I don't understand what the big deal is. Did he forget we're on?
He's like, nah. But yeah, he goes.
But, okay, so, and this is my logic, though. Like, a man can literally produce a child with every single woman he sleeps with. A woman can only produce one child per year. Why are not men being obligated to give vasectomies? Because that's not what they want. Right. You know, we're at the lowest birth rate that we've had in years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, it is.
The whole reason for me bringing it up was that because they
birth rates have dropped.
They were talking about how the government was telling how women should do with their bodies. And so he was wanting to bring it up because now the government was telling men how what to do with their bodies. But the men did not think too serious about it and goes like, why? That's just too far. I don't think they should be telling us what to do about if we should get a vasectomy. I'm like, but you're okay with them telling your sister or your daughter that?
Mm-hmm. So the birth rate in the United States has been declining. And in 2023, it reached a record low.
Really?
Yep. It's a 2% decrease from 2023 birth rate. And 2024 is, yeah. Why do you think that they are trying to say or trying to make abortion illegal, Fino? Why?
They want more kids.
They want more population from the lower class. Because what are they trying to do? They are trying to literally make us the poor working class again. It's all correlated. It's all connected. You really don't think rich white people are not getting abortions?
Oh, yeah, they most definitely are.
Like,
we all know that.
Come on. It's going to be considered a luxury. It's going to be considered a classist thing. Like, if you can afford an abortion, that means you have money. What's going to start happening is they make abortion illegal. All these people are forced to carry these kids. They can't afford these kids that they have to carry. So once the kid turns a certain age where they can work, they're going to send them off to work. They're going to lack education. He's going to find a nice girl who's in the same boat as he is. And it's going to be a fucking cycle. And it's going to continue. And it's going to fucking continue. And it's going to fucking continue until guess what? The rich white people are up here. The people of poor people of color are down here.
Boom.
You're not even paying attention.
Yes, I did. You're talking about how...
Dinosaur.
But I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I really do. You were talking about how the moving forward and how they want to, basically want to take you all the way back to the 1920s.
Yes, so it's all connected.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I need you to just be a little bit more enthused. Not even enthused, just... enraged with me. Like, how are you not more enraged that this is our current status? This is our current country. That's what I don't get. Why are people not more enraged about this? I know that we feel like there is very little that we can do as a single individual, but just the fact that we have to be more aware, we have to be more educated, we have to just really be in the know about what the fuck is going on. Like, you don't think it's a coincidence that we're at the lowest birth rate ever right now? It's at a decline, and they're trying to outlaw abortions.
I didn't know that part.
Like, it's all correlated. It's all fucking correlated. Connected, whatever the case may be. And it's like people are not putting two and two together. Like, freaking Tyson Foods, child labor laws. 11-year-olds working overnight at a processing plant.
And so having to wake up to go to school the next day?
They probably don't even go to school. That's probably their job. I guarantee you they probably have, like, anyways, that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. Sign us off, Phoenix.
What was I going to say? I had another one. She was just right there in my head, too. All right, guys. Sorry. Maybe next time. But this is Fino.
And this is Carmen.
And you're listening to
Man in the Mill. Lego.